So today we are reading a story called Armadillo Rodeo by Jen Brett. And if you don't know what an armadillo is, they are really an interesting, fascinating creature. And you got to look them up because they're pretty cool looking. And I think they're part of the rodent family because they dig under the ground and they eat bugs and stuff like that. But they have little plates on them. They can fold up into like a big circle. So they're interesting to look at. So I can't wait to read the story. And today's story, Armadillo Rodeo, is read by Mommy. And what's your name?
Tippy.
Mommy and Tippy. Here we go. Okay.
Tippy, hi.
That story? Yeah. Well, we're going to read that one soon. Okay, anyways, here we go. Armadillos. 1, 2, 3. Bo, let's go. Ma Armadillo called to her boys as they headed out to dig deep in the heart of Texas Hill Country. Stay close. Her boys didn't see too well, just like all armadillos, and she didn't want to lose them, especially Bo, who was always wandering off. 1, 2, 3. Bo, don't go getting distracted on me. But Bo already was. He was looking at a lizard. And in the picture, we can see there's the mama and 1, 2, 3 of her little babies. And then, ooh, look at the size of that lizard. He's bigger than all of them. He's huge. Curious, as always, Bo followed the lizard down to Can Creek, just as Harmony Jean came sliding down the bank from the Curly H, wearing her brand new boots, pointy-toed, high-heeled, hand-tooled, chili pepper red boots with fancy cutwork, tall tops, and a Curly H brand. She was here to scuff them up. Today was rodeo day, and Harmony Jean was not about to ride in a barrel race, looking like a tenderfoot in new boots. Oh, there's a bunch of words there you might not know about. Okay, so first of all, did you know that when you ride in a rodeo, there's lots of different things you can do to compete? Rodeos, yeah, you might see in pictures and stuff, there's usually some sort of cowboy on top of a bull. And yeah, that's part of it. But you know, you can also do something called barrel racing. And in a barrel race, you ride your horse around some barrels. It's pretty fun. She found a muddy place and hopped and splashed until her boots had a worn, lived-in look. Pleased, she whooped and hollered, "Look at me! Won't you just look at me?" Bo's ears perked up at the sound of that pretty voice. He lifted his head and squinted. Because, of course, armadillos can't see very well. What he saw was all that red leather shimmering and prancing over the creek bed. Why? For sure, it looked to Bo as if he'd found a friend, a rip-roaring, rootin'-tootin', shiny red armadillo. Bo grinned.
"Howdy,"
he shouted. Oh my goodness, armadillo, he cannot tell that these are boots and they belong on somebody's feet. Oh, dear. Harmony Jean, job done, lit off through the back 40 to the Curly H. Okay, so I think I should clarify. When you have a big old ranch, you will refer to it by its acreage, which means how much land, how much space it takes up. So the back 40 here is the amount of 40 acres, and it's towards the back of their property. And the Curly H is the name, I think, of their ranch. Bo never looked back. He blinked and squinted as he trundled after his bright red friend as fast as he could go.
"Wait up,"
he called. Well, back at the creek, his mama twitched an ear.
"Is that hollering one of my boys?"
she asked.
"Armadillos! 1, 2, 3.
Oh, no. Bo!" He'd done it again. Oh, he must have a tendency to wander off. We got a real problem now. Bo arrived at the rodeo just as Harmony Jean was swinging a leg up on a pony's spotlight. He saw the perky nose and the silvery tail of the red armadillo leaping up ahead of him.
Wait for me,
Bo called. Oh, no. So the little girl, Harmony Jean, wearing her red boots, is climbing up onto a horse because she's going to do a barrel race. She's going to race on top of her horse. And this armadillo, who can't see worth a darn, is chasing down these boots, thinking they're his buddy. And so he is now climbing up onto the horse, same as the little girl. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm pretty sure horses don't like armadillos digging their little claws into the back of them. We got a problem. Then Spotlight, which is the name of her horse, when he felt Bo on his back, he gave a hopping buck. Harmony Jean stayed aboard, but Bo was tossed high in the air. The little armadillo landed in the dust. As he unrolled, he smiled, brushed himself off, and shouted,
"Howdy, partner, you're my kind of friend."
Well, yeah, I bet you he liked it because it's a ride. And if there's one thing we've learned about this guy, we've learned that Bo is kind of rough and tumble, right? Yeah, he kind of likes to be all bounced over the place. Bo tried to catch sight of that rootin' tootin' red armadillo, but he moved too fast. As he zigged and zagged across the arena, Ma Armadillo, with her three boys, was hot on his trail, asking everyone she'd met if they'd seen her Bo. And look, in the pictures, we can see she's met a rattlesnake and a cotton-tailed deer, it looks like. Maybe, I don't know. All kinds of animals. There's a jackrabbit over there. Bo was still looking when he saw the armadillo headed for the barbecue.
"I'm right behind you,"
Bo called. So that's another thing that you see sometimes at ranches, is they'll have a big old picnic table, and you can usually find some yummy food in a ranch. They call that rustling up some grub. And in this case, they're going to be rustling up some barbecue, so they'll have like barbecued baked beans and corn on the cob and like some ribs or some chicken or, well, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. But before he could catch up, the armadillo disappeared under the blue checked tablecloth. Bo dove after him and peered around. His friend was nibbling on something green. So Bo ambled over and took a big bite. It was a red-hot, bright green jalapeno pepper. His mouth on fire, Bo ran out and doused his head in lemonade to stop the burn.
"Delicious,"
he gulped.
"What's next?"
Oh, okay, so under the table, somebody dropped a jalapeno, and our girl stepped on it, right, with her shiny red boot. And now the armadillo saw the boot on the jalapeno and thought that she was eating it. Oh, my goodness. That is awful. I don't think I would want a mouthful of fresh hot jalapeno, would you? Much too much for a little armadillo. Chow time over, the cowhands got out their fiddles and everyone went into the barn for a little dancing. Bo struggled to see his pal. Finally, he spotted a flash of red right in the middle of all those stomping feet. Oh no, I'm afraid he's going to get stepped on. Bo two-stepped toward his frisky new friend and cut in. Harmony Jean went tap, slide, tap with her right foot and then heel stomped and high kicked with her left, and Bo was hurled high in the air. As he landed in the hayloft, he let out a rebel yell. Yahoo! He was kicked up into the loft. Oh my goodness, this poor guy's had a rough day. And he doesn't even know it. He thinks he's having a great day. Not far away, Ma Armadillo heard the commotion.
"That's my Bo,"
she cried. You know what's funny? You know what I'm thinking right now? Is he's been through quite a bit.
but because he's seen it all as an adventure, it doesn't seem scary or frightening or painful at all to him, does it?
By the time Beau made it down to the hay chute, the dance floor was empty. Harmony, Jean, and her friends had settled down around the campfire. She looked down at her boots. They were starting to pinch, so she slipped them off and tossed them behind her.
Oh, you know what? That's true. After you wear a brand new pair of shoes all day long, they can sometimes make your toes feel a little worse for wear.
Beau bounded up to a pointy-toed, high-heeled, hand-tooled, chili pepper red boot.
Howdy,
he said.
You're a mighty hard fellow to keep up with. My name's Beau. What's yours?
His new friend didn't answer. Beau stepped even closer. He could see the perky nose and the shy smile.
What's next?
He asked. But instead of answering, the friend fell over, plop, and Beau was left looking down an opening. He stuck his head in and sniffed. It didn't smell like an armadillo. He poked his nose against the leather. It didn't feel like an armadillo. He squinted up close. It didn't even look like an armadillo. Nose in the air, he wailed.
You're not an armadillo.
Not far away, the sharp ears of his ma recognized the voice of her boy. His three brothers heard him too. Their search was over.
Boys, let's go get Beau and head on home.
Time to sleep, Beau, his ma said. We have to go out and dig tomorrow.
Yes, ma.
But Beau's thinking about the curly H. He knows that whenever he wants a change, he can mosey on down for some red hot chili pepper excitement, and his ma will always be there to bring him home. And wow, how nice is that? To have a mom you can trust to help you out whenever you need it. Do you know what that's like?
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so.
And that, my friends, is a rootin' tootin' good time, isn't it? Woo!
Rootin' tootin' the end.
Rootin' tootin' the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the stories. You can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.